Jessery was hooded. She couldn't see his face. He decided to execute the plan in spite of this minor glitch. He bounded up the stairs, pushed his way past Ayla, and headed for the back door. I was right behind him. I came face to face with Sir Ayla just in time to hear a terrible thud from down the hall. Jessery was sprawled over the threshold, covered by a mess of bolt from the waist up.
"No point hiding, Jessery. I'd know your smile anywhere," Ayla called.
Jessery got his legs under him, let his bolt drop back down over his arse, and ran off. Now that my eyes had adjusted to the light, I could see that Ayla had stretched her cord across the doorway at ankle level and tied it off between a couple of chairs flanking the exit. Lacking any other way to keep her bolt on, she had thrown it over herself loosely and was holding it up with one arm. She turned her back on me and shuffled over to retrieve the cord.
"Arcibald left an hour ago," she said. "I think he lost half his weight in perspiration."
I couldn't muster a lot of amusement, since I knew she was in a position to say equally funny things about me or Jessery if she wanted.
"Cat got your tongue?"
she asked, after a good long while. "How many other people know?"
"You mean how many have I told, or how many have figured it out on their own?"
"I guess both."
"I've told no one. As to the other question, I guess the answer would be anyone who pays as much attention to you as I do, which probably means no one."
"Why would you pay attention to me?" She rolled her eyes.
"Good question."
"Look, what do you want, Ayla? What are you after?"
"It's part of the rules of the game that I mustn't tell you."
"If this is about you trying to be some sort of junior warden regulant, her little protege, then get it over with. Go and tell her. I'll march out of the day gate at sunrise and go find Orlo." She was winding her cord about herself as I said this. Suddenly, the bolt seemed to grow twice as large as all of the breath went out of her. Her chest collapsed, and her head drooped. The big eyes closed for a few moments. Here was where any other girl her age would have gone to pieces. It is hard to say just how monstrous I felt. I leaned back against the wall and let my head thud back as if attempting to escape from my own hideously guilty skin. But there was no way out of it. She had opened her eyes. They were gleaming, but they saw everything. "Anyone who pays as much attention to you as I do, which means no one." In a voice almost too quiet to hear, she said,
"You need to take a bath." For once in my life, I actually managed to see the double meaning.
But Ayla was already gone.